What I'm going to share with you now is a very common, well-known passage in Scripture. And as I was trying to think, as I was writing in my personal journal, I titled it, The Power of Prayer. Matthew 7:7-11. Jesus said, if you ask, you will receive. If you search, you will find. If you knock, it will be opened unto you. And the key word here, if you read this and underline it, is everyone who will. And that's used 6 times in these 4 verses. So the big question is, am I doing this? See, ask is perceiving one's need. See, and we may need to pray in our praying, God, give me spiritual sensitivity so I can determine what is a real need and what is a want. God does not promise to meet our wants. Sometimes he does. But he does promise that if we bring before him specific, genuine needs, that he will answer that prayer. The second thing is seek. What do I need to seek in prayer? The will of God. Does Scripture address this particular issue? I believe he does. If you later on go to your Bible and look at 1 John 5:14-15. If you ask anything according to my will, read the rest of that. It's a wonderful promise. Knock is persevering. See, until the burden is lifted, I'm going to keep praying about that. But once God lifts the burden, then I can let go of that prayer request or that prayer burden and so on. In the old days, people called it praying through. Pray until God frees you of that, and you know that the answer is on the way. Then he goes on and he says, so how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Remember, asking is the key. And I think the hardest part is really trying to separate what are basic, genuine needs from things I desire or would like to have or wants. One of the signs of a new Christian or children when they pray a lot about their wants. So teach your children. If you have some, teach them. This is a very simple verse. Have memorized that. And tell them to ask God, what is a genuine want and what is a real need? Because a lot of wants are genuine, but there's no promise there. But when they're needs, I know that God is going to answer that prayer. When I pray for unsaved people, I do know the Word of God says it's not God's will that any should perish. That wonderful man in England that had all the orphanages had a prayer list of 55 people that he was praying that they would come to know the Lord, George Mueller. And when George Mueller died, 50 of those on his prayer list for salvation had come to Christ. The other 5 came to Christ after he passed away. So hold on in prayer until the burden is lifted.